That's Andy Martin playing trombone with Tom Kubis Band, and I thought about you. I did, too. I thought about going out the back door after I had to push three buttons before I finally got the right one. I'm Don Munson. We're struggling through Radio Munson. This is hour number two. I think this is going to be a better hour. I brought in something by the Chicago pianist and jazz beau James DePogne. Always had a great jazz band named after him. With the Chenille Sisters.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give you some too? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the too.
The Chenille Sisters and James DePogne. He pounded that keyboard, didn't he? Here on Radio Munson, here on the Thursday evening, on the 22nd of the month. October 22nd already. You believe it? Here's Les Elgart's band and Dick Clark's favorite song. Remember Dick Clark? Oh, yeah. His favorite song. Les Elgart's band with brother Larry playing that saxophone. And the Bandstand Boogie, which was the favorite song of Dick Clark, who hosted American Bandstand all those years. We're at about 13 past 8 o'clock here on Radio Munson, and I'm glad you're aboard this evening. Pledge once, give twice. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you rely on and sends lumber for new houses to Habitat for Humanity, thanks to Heinz Supply. I'm Don Munson on Radio Munson.
And I'm Bruce Bergathon. I'm Don's guest tonight, telling you that so far, GLT contributing listeners have helped build one new Habitat home. Our goal is to build three, so we're working on number two. Has that enough numbers for you? Help build the next house and pay for Radio Munson with your pledge right now. Actually, it's not enough numbers. 438-8910. That's the telephone number, and you can call one of our phone volunteers and make a pledge of $25 a month or whatever you feel inspired to do. Here's a little quiz.
All right.
You remember the Veterans Parkway was once known as the Beltline?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the old A&W root beer stand on Dale Street in Normal?
Sure.
Miller's Hardware Store?
Sure.
Yeah. How about the Walk for Mankind? I understand you dribbled in the rain.
I dribbled in the rain, and that was
basketball.
A basketball. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. So Don remembers all this stuff. You might remember them as well. The point is that Mr. Munson's been a vital part of this community for years, and he still continues to share his appreciation for Central Illinois and for music on Radio Munson. It's radio like it used to be, all heart and connected with you. So call in your pledge now for Radio Munson on GLT. $25 a month may not be enough for all those memories.
Yeah. So what's the deal about 2x4s?
Okay. Well, part of the reason I asked all those leading questions, I was told as a young broadcaster that the right way a name is pronounced is the way the people who live there pronounce it.
Yeah.
So here in McLean County, we had the Mahurls. And I imagine you have, in your work at another radio station, you had the occasion to instruct some young people in the correct pronunciation
of
Maturely.
Yeah, most often after the fact, unfortunately.
So we've been talking a lot about 2x4s that are coming from these good folks at Heinz Supply to Habitat for Humanity, and some people on the GLT staff, and they are all intelligent people. Some people say 2x4s, and some people say 2x4s.
2x4s, yeah.
And I'm just wondering which would be the indigenous pronunciation, the correct McLean County, Central Illinois pronunciation.
2x4s.
Okay.
Yeah. 2x4s.
And if you have a bunch of them, what do you call that?
2x4s.
Okay.
Use the plural.
All right. Thank you.
Whole mess of 2x4s.
Okay. Which is what we're after here during this fall fun drive is a mess of 2x4s.
Yeah.
Two before.
You can cut down those trees down by the creek and get yourself some 2x4s, but it's much easier when it comes from the fine folks at Heinz.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And the only way we can get them for Habitat for Humanity is for you to call 438-8910, and we would appreciate it.
We would appreciate it.
You would call now. You could do that online at the fancy new internet too, wglt.org. Support Radio Munson, GLT, and Habitat for Humanity with your pledge right now. Thank you so much.
I like the way you talk, Bruce.
We'll be right back.
That's a thing that Ted Heath's band from Great Britain recorded. Bobby Sherwood had made that song famous, called The Elks Parade. The Elks Parade. I don't know if any Elks will be in the ISU homecoming parade, but that's always a great parade each year, and it comes up this Saturday morning. Yeah. Here's Monte Procopio with Robert Friedman.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. Should stay away, but what could I do? I hear your name and I am aflame. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught on the tide. Should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. Fire, you are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving that spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, the spin I'm in, that old black magic called love. In a spin, spin I'm in, old black magic called love.
Support for GLT comes from the Garlic Press, where friends meet friends for lunch at the Market Cafe, or shopping for a special gift, the perfect card, or a needed kitchen tool. Celebrating 40 years, the Garlic Press is proud to be a community destination. This is GLT.
That's a Spitfire band from Canada, and it's a great song. Skyliner, and Charlie Burnett wrote that for his band years ago, and they made it famous. And you don't hear that many bands playing it anymore. Well, there aren't that many bands, for one thing. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson, and we're here till 9 o'clock. Let's do something by Dean Martin with a Nelson Riddle arrangement here this evening.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I go mine, is best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Oh, makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Parting, you go your way, I go mine, is best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Nelson Riddle did that arrangement for Dean Martin years ago. It's 8:30. Well, that's how we say it here in the Midwest, 8:30, on WGLT. And I'm Don Munson, and Bruce Bergethon is here with me. If we meet the goal, this fund drive, we're going to pay for GLT programming like Radio Munson.
We're also going to help Habitat for Humanity build homes for three local families. For every pledge to support GLT, Heinz Supply will donate lumber, that's a pair of two befores, to new Habitat for new Habitat homes. I'm practicing.
Just rolls off. Just rolls off the tongue now.
438-8910 is the telephone number here at GLT. You use that all the time to call and make requests. You can also use it right now to meet our request, which is to pay for the programming here on GLT. When you tune into Radio Munson every Thursday night, you're not just hearing a show from some guy playing his favorite records. Well, you are. But Don is more than just some guy. He's had, I'm not going to be so indelicate as to tell you how many years in radio, but a veteran would be the right, that would be the
thank
right
you.
Term.
Yeah, thank you.
So he's got the skills necessary to craft a show. And the music is carefully chosen and still on CDs, which is, you know, it's kind of artisanal at this stage.
Another great word.
Yeah. So this is part of your Thursday night routine. It's a really well put together show, and it's on the air because Don's willing to do it and because listeners support it, and that means you. And we had an absolute flurry of phone calls just a few minutes ago, and this is my favorite part of the fun drive, is to say thank you to people who are supporting the station. Guy DiCiola of Bloomington likes the Don Munson jazz, and he listens, and he wants to contribute. It's as simple as that. 438-8910 is the number he called.
Dave Grebner did. He lives over in Peoria Heights. And by the way, says that they have a little difficulty getting receiving 103.5 over there. You know, it depends which part of Peoria you're in. But 103.5 does serve a heck of a lot of people who cannot tune in, 89.1. So we're very pleased with that. And Dave, he's been a longtime correspondent of mine, likes this show, likes Thistle and Shamrock, likes Center Stage, Acousticity. And we appreciate that. Dave and I have traded a lot of dog stories over the years. Bill Salasky has reached into his back pocket and found a couple of moths in there. But also is Bill Folden. Bill, the retired chairman of the Board of Trustees of Illinois State University, has been a longtime supporter of GLT and likes the blues, particularly in Acousticity, and puts up with this show from time to time. Our pals, Bill and Susan Salasky. And, Bill makes a good point. I just talked to Bill before I came into the studios this evening. He said, we like the programming, and we don't want to take it for granted. And I think that's a huge, important point.
And Ruthie Cobb, another person who has contributed an awful lot to the station, she is coming up here to volunteer on Acousticity on Sunday night, and so you'll have a chance to talk to her if you want to call her then. She calls, I would say repeatedly would be a fair assessment. She calls more than once because there's so many things about GLT that she likes, and she likes to give that vote of support to every one of them, and Radio Munson is one of those things. She says Radio Munson has been a dear part of my radio life.
Well, that's great.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, Ruthie.
Let's just talk about one other thing that you can do if you would like to commemorate something. And that is a GLT Day sponsorship. I have been recording these for years, and they're really special. They're ways in which people take their support of the station and use it to thank somebody else or to commemorate something. The idea is that you tune into GLT just about every day of the year, so we want you to grab one of those days and make it your very own.
It really is a cool idea. Over the course of the year, you'll spend more than $1,000 on a lot of things, including cable, of course, $100 every month to watch TV. That's more than $1,000 a year. I mean, add it up.
So think about how much time you spend with GLT. So $30 a month, which is like $360 a year, doesn't seem like very much. So it's only a third of the amount of time you're really getting from it. So give us a call and pledge $30 a year, $30 a month or more, and you get to be a day sponsor. What that means is that you get to commemorate your anniversary, welcome a grandchild, commemorate a pet, or give a shout out to some cause that you think is important. The current president of Habitat for Humanity used his day sponsorship last week to recognize the 30th anniversary of the organization and also to talk about the partnership with GLT. So, and we're right now we're in the middle of that partnership. We are working on house number 2, and every pledge that you make, whether it's a day sponsorship level or not, will help contribute lumber to Habitat for Humanity.
It's a great pairing, I think. GLT is a public radio, and that means that we're financially supported by listeners with contributions, big and small. It's time for you to do your part. Pay what you can afford to help support your public radio station. 309-438-8910 or WGLT.org. drummer Frank Capp and his Juggernaut band, and a thing that Neil Hefti wrote called Flight of the Foo Birds. And Lanny Morgan was playing alto, and Pete Christley on tenor sax, and that was Conte Condoli's trumpet with Frank Capp playing drums. The guy that's recorded with Steve Tyrell through his, in relative terms, brief recording career, by brief, I mean 15, 20 years now, is Bob Mann. He's been the producer of Steve Tyrell's records. He plays guitar on a lot of the records. He also plays vibes. And I thought I would do something where he plays both guitar and the vibes for Steve Tyrell, Bob Mann.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Matt Hawkins, Sports Marketing Manager for the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and Sports Commission. On Saturday at 10 a.m., the Sugar Grove Nature Center will be hosting their autumn celebration. Enjoy fall color walks, a scarecrow factory, and entertainment with an autumn theme. Illinois State University alumni and fans alike are invited to the homecoming football game versus Western Illinois. The pregame Kids Club Fun Zone will be from 12 to 2 p.m. at Horton Fieldhouse with kickoff at 2 p.m. On Saturday at 8 p.m. at Redbird Arena, get geared up for basketball season with your first glimpse at the 2015-2016 Illinois State University men's and women's basketball teams at this family fun event featuring team scrimmages, shooting contests, and dunks. Shakespeare will once again be hosted at Ewing Cultural Center on Sunday at 7 p.m. The event is a haunted trail around the property and a scary walk through the theater. For more information on these events or to submit an event, visit the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website, visit bn.org.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time. Nice and easy does it. Nice.
Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
Steve Tyrell with Bob Mann and a pretty good band they put together. And we're taking it nice and easy here on Radio Munson this evening. Listeners like you are helping make this a very special GLT fund drive. Your contribution now will give twice. I'm Don Munson.
And I'm Bruce Bergethon. Every pledge for GLT programming also contributes lumber to Habitat for Humanity. You can double the power of your dollars and help build new houses for local families. Contributing GLT listeners so far have built one house, and we have two to go. Contribute now at 438-8910 or online at WGLT.org. Could be $30 a month. Could be whatever amount you feel equals your appreciation of Radio Munson and everything else.
Timothy contributed from Los Angeles. He listens in L.A., and we're happy to have him do that. He likes Radio Munson and GLT Blues, and we appreciate that long-term commitment from Timothy. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of Morning Edition, and it's just a primary news source for me. Sound Ideas brings it all back home again. I'm really getting into what our staff here, there are some exceptional people are doing with Sound Ideas. Radiolab shares moments of wonder. GLT Blues brightens up your Saturday afternoon. TED Radio turns your assumptions on their head.
And this guy named Don Munson has you dancing or tapping your toes every Thursday night here on GLT. This is the GLT you know, you trust, and you rely on. So we're asking you during this fall fund drive to keep it strong with your contribution. If you've never contributed before, make today the day you do it. If it's time to renew your annual support, make now the time you do it. And if you're moved to increase your investment in GLT, well, guess what? It's the time to do it now. So protect the GLT you know and rely on with your contribution of $30 a month right now.
Your contribution in any amount really makes a real difference for this show, for Radio Munson, and for everything else you love about GLT. And today, your contribution will also make a real difference for local families in need.
For every contribution to GLT, Heinz Supply will donate a couple of 2x4s to Habitat for Humanity. Habitat will use that lumber to build new homes for local families, so you can make a big difference for your public radio station and your community with your contribution now. And I want to tell you about something special that's going on Saturday at the Farmers Market. We are having a little 2x4 signing. We'll have some of the lumber that is going to go into these new homes, and we're going to have a little booth, GLT and Habitat for Humanity, and you can stop by there, make a contribution. You can make it now and go down there and just write a little message to the families. Of course, it's going to be behind the wall eventually, but it's a cool thing. So we're having like a 2x4 signing.
I love it. That's a great
idea. Farmers Market in Bloomington.
Think about what goes into every great big band you hear on Radio Munson. A group of people, leaders, soloists, section players, all working together to make performances that sound fresh and classic 40, 50, even 70 years later.
So tonight on Radio Munson, we're inviting you to join that band. And it's a big band. We got room for trombones and all kinds of percussion. Just like the best of the big bands, Fun Drive is a group of people working together to create keep great swing music alive and well. We've got a pledge level just for you to make sure that Radio Munson stays strong and on the air, but we've only got about 13 more minutes for you to make that pledge while Don's here. So do that right now, 438-8910 or online at WGLT.org.
Do we have vibes set up for our band here that we're working on?
You know, I always think that it's important to have idiophones.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
The marimbas and vibes.
Here's Terry Gibbs, a great vibraphonist, with his big dream band from the West Coast. Thank you. Bill Holman did that arrangement for Terry Gibbs Dream Band in Los Angeles back in about 1960, maybe 1959, somewhere in there, and Begin. On radio, and that was Terry Gibbs, of course, playing vibes. On Radio Munson, I, for some reason, my eye fell on a CD that Dinah Washington did called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Actually, it's a compilation. It's the best of Dinah Washington. And it looks, it's sort of a thrown together compilation, honestly. But I was just struck by a couple of the tracks that Dinah Washington, she was really a talent who could sing any kind of music, and did in her relatively brief life. And here's the thing she did with Barry Galbraith playing guitar, and you'll hear Clark Terry's trumpet in My Old Flame.
My old flame, I can't even think of his name, but it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame, my new lovers all seem so tame, but I haven't met a gent so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes, some who took me up to the sky, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. No, I can't even think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes, some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became.
Dinah Washington, and you can hear Clark Terry's trumpet as part of that. Quincy Jones, I think, arranged that session, probably about 1954 when Dinah recorded that. It was about the time her career was really beginning to blossom with What Difference a Day Makes, and I mean, she just did some great stuff. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson, and Bruce Bergethon is with me. He's the boss around here, you know. He's the station manager. And together, we started to tally it up, and then we sort of gave up on it, tallying up how many combined years of radio broadcasting we have. But I think we probably...
More than a handful.
Yeah, we got pretty close to that century mark, I think. So we still have a few minutes left for you to call 309-438-8910 to make your pledge of support for Radio Munson, and I hope that you will do that. If you've been thinking about it, it's time to get off the dime and give us a call.
We've got four folks who have really been having a kind of a lively discussion in there. Ethan Evans, Robbie Muir, Victor Noel, and Nancy Sultan. Actually, Nancy's been correcting some papers. But they've all taken phone calls. They all indicated they would stay to take one more. We have 4 minutes. We have four phone volunteers. The math is straightforward. 438-8910 is the telephone number. Would love for each of you, who at least four of you, to call them up and make a pledge of whatever you feel is appropriate. Could be $10 a month. We've had $15, $20, $25 a month pledges throughout the course of the evening. And that is going to support GLT and Radio Munson, but it's also helping Habitat for Humanity.
It's a great combination. I don't know whose idea this was, but it's just a great idea.
Well, it was one of those things where everybody seems to have a similar idea, and they're all in the same room at the same time. And
it's great.
And I love a no-brainer. So
yeah. So we know we have enough for one house, and we're working on that second one right now. So let's get a move on. Let's make this thing work. Bruce Bergethon, I have to tell you that I always enjoy my time on WGLT Normal, Illinois, which is that's a legal ID, isn't it?
So okay. Well done.
Close enough for jazz. And I particularly enjoy spending a little time with you talking about radio. And I'm a fan of acousticity as well. And I'll be listening Sunday night.
All right. Well, I've been a fan of yours since before you came over this side of the dial, as we say. We still have dials?
I think so. I think so. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody who's been a part of our show tonight. We're going to close it off with Mancini's A Cool Shade of Blue. See you next Thursday. Go you Redbirds!